Pasha Shlach. There's a lot to talk about, Pasha Shlach. We always every time you read Pasha Shlach, you chap a pachad. Be'etzem, Pasha Shlach talks about the miraglim. Mamish Chazal say, Yishev Kulam Kshayrim, Yitoyle Ador, according to the Ramban, according to the Murren Soit, the Mashba a little bit different, but the Maisa, but according to Ramban, there's the Pshuta Shom Nikra, Kolev and Yeshua weren't the most Chashiv. Well, the Ramban goes in the order of Chashivas. And yet, the great Gedoyle Ador, Gedoyle Oilam, Rosh Shvatim, with Nichshal, the terrible Aveira of Lashon Hara, the Chazal say, Lomo Nisbecha Palshis, Mirag Lepash Miriam, She was locked, she was punished for her toilet, for her al iske diba. Diburim roim, she spoke bad. She diber ba'acheho. Rishoyim halolu ro'u v'leilachu musa. These Rishoyim saw, but they didn't take musa. This Rashi lies the yisoid, Rabbi Yisrael, of the whole chet ha-meraglim, the taina, ro'u v'leilachu musa. What do I mean? we're going to skip to the end of the parasha, Rabbi Yisrael. The parasha that's very, very well known by us, Baruch Hashem. So the parashas in the Torah that we know very well, because we have it in the davening, Baruch Hashem. It's like we once said over, a guy came to Rav Pam once, he said, what's the goddess of David HaMelech, Tehillah? All stayed took the Zimra. What's so great about talking about still? Anyway, Parsha of Tzitzis. It's not. It's from the Torah. Actually, the Hiluk of Parsha of Tzitzis, and the Torah and the Torah of the Parsha Shlach. The pasuk tells us that the tachlis of tzitzis, a pelah de gezachar, but if you ask the person why he's wearing tzitzis, why are you wearing tzitzis, Rabbi Yisrael? First, you have to wear tzitzis. But if you are wearing tzitzis, why are you wearing tzitzis? So the pasuk tells us, you're wearing tzitzis, v'lo yisasu rachvei levavchem v'achrei neichem, asher atazoinim v'achreihem. It's a pelad gezach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it. The nature of a person, we have to realize that the pasuk is telling us the nature of a human being is to be zoyin achareyam, is to go astray, or not astray, is to have lusts. But the pasuk is very, very difficult. Lamai says, we spoke out a few times. I want to add to the vort. The pasuk says, "Losasu achrei levavcha v'achrei neichem." You shouldn't go after your heart and after your eyes. So the first kasha obvious is Rabbi Yisrael. L'chayra, Rashi brings, from Chazal. Rashi brings from Chazal, the lev and the einayim are the miraglim for the body. They pass, they're the middleman to bring the averus, the lev and the einayim. How does it work? So the pasuk is up to Rashi. The tanchum ha'ayin roya, the eye sees, v'alev choymed, and the heart desires, v'aguf oises averus, and then the body carries out the actions. So shteitim Rashi mafurish, what's the mahalach of an avera? The eye sees it, the heart desires it, and the guf carries it out. So in Cain, we have an obvious kasha steer from Rashi to the pasuk. The pasuk says, why? The pasuk says you shouldn't go after your heart and then your eyes. But Rashi brings Chazal for the Tachuma not that way. The Tachuma says, has it worked? The eye sees, and then the Lev Hoyman, it's the Matthias. You don't desire something Chorah before you see it. So what's Pshat in the part? What's the Pshat? How's Rashi Shtim with the Pasuk? So we said over before the Pshat, the Emes of Pshat, Rabbi said, this is very, very no good, the Chet HaMeraglim also, that the heart, see, the eyes see, you know, there's such an embassy you saw, the heart sees the eyes see what the heart desires at the see of myself. You saw God in life. A person will see some, two people could see the same thing, but they could see it differently. Why? Because the heart desires it to see that way of myself. The heart desires to see a certain way. And if the heart desires to see a certain way, that's what you're going to see. If you desire to see it a certain way, you're going to see it that way. So about it starts with the heart. What does the heart want? Where's the heart holding? Where's the lathe? The lathe's into this or into that. He's going to see, he's going to look, he's going to explore for that type of zach. If the lathe is pure, if the lathe is tar, so then the lathe, the eyes, will see only the good. We'll see the matzav as good. According to the Mesillas Yeshayim, the chait of the Meraglim was that there was a chait. It brings the Zohar HaKadosh that they had a chait. The chait was very pashut. They sinned because they felt they were going to lose their shtela and going into Eretz Yisrael. They were going to see him and they were going to lose their shtela. And in the deep depths of the crevices of their heart, that was affecting their look on Eretz Yisrael. They could have seen all these people dying, like we spoke on yesterday's, that the stipler speaks out, that the fact that they were all dying was a riot, that Faker Hashem was doing it for them, was protecting them. They could have seen the tremendous miracles that they had, that no one started up with them. What they see, what they came with, the hakor, the kara, they came with the look, what they came with the expression, that no, we can't go into Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because they saw exactly what their heart desired to see. And their heart was, we're not going into Eretz Yisrael, so maybe that's what they saw. That was the psak. And that's the nature of a person, Rabbi. He's going to always see and going to be driven by the desires of his heart, Rabbi. The heart is the yisoid of the ritzoinas of a person, and where that heart wants to go, that's where the guf's going to be schlepped, Rabbi. The eyes will be schlepped, the body will be schlepped. As the before it brings down that a person, the machshavas, taivas olam hazeh. Taivas only is only found by liboy pony menachochmas, is the Ramba. The person that's involved in taivas olam hazeh is only because the lev is pony, the lev is empty. The lev would be filled up with the desire to connect with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He wants to connect. So then the eyes and the body and the whole way would follow suit. But since the heart wants to go in a certain way, the heart wants to go astray, wherever it wants to go, so then. The eyes follow it. The eyes sees. He wants to now chas v'shalom not be shomer zeinayim. He wants to go out and be free. He wants to, his natural taivus olam hazeh is setting into effect. So now his eyes are going to go out. And once the eye sees it, the heart wants it more. And that's what Rashi means. If I have the heart desires it even more after the eyes see it, because the eyes bring the taiva even closer to the heart. But it starts, the Torah is telling, with the heart. Where's your heart? Rahman, that's why Rahman Aliba Bai Hashem wants is the heart. Hashem wants a heart. The Taher Libeinu of the Chabem, as we cry out, we scream, with the Taher Salev, that's what a Gosh Baruch wants. So that we've spoken out before, Rabbi Isai, in the Pshat Tova, in Rashi, between Rashi and the Psukim, Rabbi Isai, that's the stomach of the Chetim of Ragu. But we said that's not enough. Rashi says, Rov, Loi Lachu Musu. Because the Ibn Shalom gave us an opportunity, Rabbi Isai. And I think this is a big Yisoy, Rabbi Isai. I think this is what I wanted to add to the Yisoy of that Shmuz and these Shmuz in Rabbi Isai. That the mitzvah of tzitzis has such a power, Rabbi Isai. Re'isam Oisoy was the Charetai. That the Torah Hashem understood that the nature of a person is to be enveloped and to be overwhelmed and be swallowed up by that taivas, Olam Hazeh, Rabbi Isai. Those taivas. So how do we deal with it? The Baruch Hashem gave us a... We need to go through a whole... We have a certain znus halei. We want to do znus. Znus, what this means to go after any time is Olam Hazeh. So what's the refuah, Rabbi Isai? We have to sit down and learn a history, a mamish, give shots. Ruchni is taking shots, line them up, my allergy shot, line them up, and for Ruchni is taking shots. And we have to go through a whole process. The Torah says a very simple thing. I would think that a person, because he has such a build-up and such a draw to be involved in the znus of Olam Hazeh, that I would think that Lamaise he needs so much. So the Torah says, no, Re'isim Oisai. You know what the start to all this is, Rabbi Isai? Take me mispoinin in the tzitzis. Be mispoinin in the tzitzis. Re'isim Oisai. Uzecharetim is kumat zvois Hashem again. I see some oisam and you're going to do the mitzvahs. But it starts with the re'ir, Rabbi Isai. You take that look. And I understand. I want to tie it, Rabbi Isai. The pshan in the look is, if the tzitzis is not just the look, obviously, it's a spoilers. The Yisoid had a deal with the taivas and the strong, powerful force of this znus halev. The Torah says, Hashem said, the Torah says, abyssal his boyliness. Re'isam oiso uzacharetim is komat zvoi, said the Torah is telling, have a little his boyliness. Take out time and be misboynin. Look at the tzitzis and be misboynin about kol mitzvah sa'olam hazeh, about kol mitzvah Hashem alaka. You're not going to do all the mitzvahs, also, but you're going to see the strings which represent, and that's what we see in Rashi. If you look at the Rashi, Rashi goes through a whole length to explain that that what's going on with the strings and the tzitzis, there's so much deep meaning over there. The tzitzis, all the tzitzis, Rashi says, Zok Rashi, Tcheles, we know Rashi says at the end of the parasha, Tcheles Doim Liyam, the Yam Doim Rekiah, you're supposed to look at the tzitzis and see the Tcheles, and see the Rekiah, despite the Rekiah, and that there's a world above. There's a Yibanishal above, and we'll see the Shemin, Hagamatru Shal Tzitzis, the Sheish Miyahis, the Shemonechutim, you have the 8 strings, and the 5 knots, that's 613, and Rashi later on brings in, I think Rashi brings also other things, Al-Kanfi B'deicham, Keneged, Rashi says, Keneged V'esoscham, Al-Kanfi Nishorim, Al-Arba Kanfas, and Rashi says, Keneged Arba Lashon Shal Gu'ula, he's supposed to be born in Tzitzis, Mitzrayim, he's supposed to be born in Tzitzis, Yibanishalim. You're supposed to bring it into the tzitzit of a person. The tzitzit is supposed to resemble it for a second. A person is boiling into it. And he thinks of it carefully, Rabbi Isai. He's supposed to get an injection, a deep injection. That oilam, that it's all fake. That's all not real. That all these tires, all the things you're running at, it's really not true. There's a tentacles in this world. And I think that the message here is meridic. The Emes the Mesilas Yisharim says it. In Perek Beis, he's talking about a different inyan, but the Yisoid is Hinei Echod Zoyis Be'emes He Achas B'Tachpulas Ayetzahara Rami Yusa. He says one of the biggest koyches and shrewdness of the Yetzahara is Lahach Ben Avudosu B'Tzmidus Alibois Bnei HaAdam. The word his way is that he overworks every single person. Ashlo Yisrael Hem Revach Lizboinin Ulistak Of Eze Derechim Holchem. That you have no time, says the Mesilas Yisharim Perek Beis. You have not a second in your lives to think of where you're headed and what you're doing. Ki yoideya, says the Mesilas Yisharim. For the Yetzirah knows very clearly. Shilulei hayusam lim kimat kot al darkeihem. If you had a second, one split second, a very, very, very little amount of time, vadai shemiyad hayu maschil linochem imaseihem, a person would stop, would change his ways, would regret what he's doing if he's doing something wrong, and change. Vayisacharoto aleches misgabes bem. Unbelievable. He says the Yetzirah knows that if we had a split second, if we weren't enwrapped totally, our heart and our soul were enwrapped totally, involved. He's talking over there of the avoda. He's making you busy and busy, busy with shtusim every second of the day, and that's what the Yetzirah, I believe, in this generation created the iPhone. It was getting to a level. People were bored of it. They had time to think. Now, bing, the iPhone came in. You have no time for yourself, no time to think, no time to be with yourself. You're always involved with something going on. Status, where are you now? Where's he? Where's the monkey from the Bronx Zoo? What's he doing right now, the monkey? He's eating a banana. He has constipation. Now the monkey, he hasn't had any bananas a few days. You know what's going on in the Bronx Zoo. You know what's going on in the Australian Zoo. You know how many tigers there are in the zoo. And you're so busy every second. The Yetzirah, that's his avoider. To make you crazy busy with shtosim havli oylem hazeh. Why? Because he knows if you had that split second, if you had the second to be alone with yourself, it's automatic you would change. It's very partial to a person. If a person has a second to understand and think and be misbehaving, kimat kot, he has a second, split second to think and not be enwrapped and overcome by the taiva, he'd be able to break away, break free from the taiva, to break free from the derech and be able to change. That's the Mishnah Shalom. And he says that was Paro's Eitzah. Paro, we know, stands for the Yetzirah. Tich ben avoy da anoshim, vayasu v'al yishu v'dim v'shoker. This is an unbelievable Yisoda by Yisoda, by this Hashem. But he's talking, the Mishnah Hashem, more talking about the fact that we're so busy. But it's also true if a person has, he's enwrapped with a certain taiva, or his heart is pushing him towards a certain way. If he has 1 second, split second in that time, and he's able to get a Pesach, he's able to get the zikaron going and to remind himself for a second. It's called mitzvah Hashem, what we're doing in this world. So the person will stop in his tracks, he'll have a koyach. That's what HaKadosh Baruch created. And because Be'etzem, deep down in the nature of a person, he understands the truth. Everybody understands the truth. When it comes to Maisa, they understand the truth. The problem is the teva of the mazeh, the tzias of the mazeh, pushes us to forget, and our taivis and our ritzoinos and the things that we want, our kovid, whatever it is, envelops us and wraps us in things we don't have time to misbinding. So that's what Rashi says in the beginning of the parasha. A rishon aleil rove aloi lochum musa. The problem with was the misbinding; they got so unwrapped and this taivis remain the nesiim and not lose their status. That they didn't have that time to misbinding in the Ma'is and Miriam. They wouldn't understood from the Ma'is and Miriam that they should be always if they're talking. And then the Yisrael of Yisrael, which is Midrash for a person of Yisrael. That's what he has the tzitzis for. Avad, tzitzis is a mitzvah, but the mitzvahs of the Torah, they also have time and mitzvahs. And here, especially the Torah itself gives the time and mitzvah. That according to many Rishonim, a person has to misbinding also when he puts on the tzitzis, he's wearing the tzitzis in order to mekayim mitzvah Hashem, and also the Bach says is ma'akev, you have to have kavana also that wearing the tzitzis in order to remember all the mitzvahs. That when I'm wearing the tzitzis, I should remember to do all the mitzvahs. A little tizkor, a reminder of that, but you see the koyach of that reminder. If a person is mizbayin, if he lets it go in, he could change, or he could stop in his tracks. And this is, it's such a powerful weapon, Rabbi Yisrael. It's something to talk about. Stam and Agav, because Nekudah, Rabbi Yisrael, I don't know why that it's got in, not for the Sfarish world, because the Mice, they have a Talmud over, but the Ashkenazi world, Rabbi Yisrael, I see it over and over again, they want to become Sfaradim, a lot of the Ashkenazim guys. They want to become Sfaradim. Maybe because they want to eat rice on Pesach. But there's a thing called wearing your tzitzis out, Rabbi Yisrael. Wearing your tzitzis out because you're supposed to see the tzitzit. Tzitzit, these are tzitzit. You're supposed to see the tzitzit. When you eat some oysters, you have a time to miss boiner, but you see your tzitzis out during the day when you're walking around. You wear it on your garments, your garments are your physical garments, your physical begodim, Rabbi Yisrael. The physical begodim which a person makes a person mechabed a person, gives him status. But he has to know with all that status, with all that covered, all that covered answer with the begodim, you have to know what you're living for. With all the status that you have in your begodim gives you a certain status. You're a person, you have a personality, you have a job, right? Every person has a beggar that represents his job, what he wears. He's a police officer, he's a fire department, he works for the fire department, he's a plumber, Joe's plumbing service, he wears his begadim, Rabbi Yisrael. But on those begadim, with all of every tafkid, he has to put on the corner of those begadim, he puts a psil techeles, he puts his sitzes, and that while he's working out in the world, and he's surrounded by Olam Hazeh, which is pulling him in every single direction, Rabbi Yisrael. You go to America, one of the things, you go to America, you go on the plane, and you see thousands of people, Rabbi Yisrael, staring at a box they're staring at. Which everything is fake on it. That's ketchup on his shirt. Heinz. That's on his shirt. Heinz ketchup. You can buy it in the store. He died. He's alive. I'll tell you his address. You go visit him. What does he mean? He was just shot 3 times in the head. And 1 time in the chest. And thousands of people are sitting on the plane, and one person got very upset. My thing is not, my box is not working! What am I gonna do for the next 10 hours? Drop me over in the Indian Ocean! Let me out! It's either movie or else! Drop me out! And the guy was so mad with that, his mom was complaining, he said he wants his money back! What are they supposed to do for 12 hours? Now, Baruch Hashem, they added more films. You could mamish be, I saw a guy mamish, the plane was landing already. He was niching, oi, yeah, the minute! The 15th movie! He wanted to get his money's worth. They had to peel him away from the seat. Sir, the next plane is leaving! Just one more minute! His eyeballs were glued to the box. They had to take a knife and separate his eyeballs. Sir, you've been on the plane for 3 days straight. You've been to Hawaii and back. He walks up the plane, he's dizzy. Unbelievable. I say, Mom's glued. And you walk up the plane, you go to the Mincha, and people are almost glued to the thing. Mincha! Mincha! Yeah, Mincha, Rabbi Yisrael. Ain't mafsikin besuda. Shaili be mafsikin be emsa. To answer Yesh Mei Rabba, so Shaili, maybe that all you could answer. You see, Mamish people, but they say that some Rabbanim hold, you're not supposed to stare, the oil, you're not diving in the back of the plane. Provide them with the movie. Not a lot of diving, back of the plane. Hours and hours, but you see, we don't go to movie theaters and things like that, you don't get a thing. You see, mamish, hundreds of people glued to a box that's showing things that is total fake, false. And they get so bored. I saw a grown man next to me, I got so bad, he's watching cartoons. Come on, George. You want to watch a movie, but Mickey and Minnie Mouse, and Mickey Mouse, and Minnie Mouse. And the Flintstones, what's going on here? How old are you? He's cracking up. He's watching the thing. The guy next to him is like an older man. He's cracking up. The thing, come on, get a life. But the world has put in, and the world has conquered. You look at it for a second from a little bit outside. You see grown men, a 60-year-old intelligent man, staring at a box with little cartoons. Come on, grow. What am I supposed to do to myself? Read a book! Read something that has my dad. He's watching little cartoons that he used to watch when he was 7 years old. And he's enjoying. Listen, what am I supposed to do? I saw everything else. There was only left on the thing. It's it's mamish. You look at it and you're just going out of your mind. What's going on? How did the world fall into this? Other pshat is they were able to conquer the world. Just convinced that this is real. This is real. You have people crying. You see a movie and they're crying. Pass the tissue. He died. Mickey Mouse. How's Minnie Mouse going to last? Call the ambulance. You have to get somebody to come. It's a pella de gesacha, boy. But the pshat is the world has had the ultimate, that koyach, to impress the brain that this, we're going to live for this, I want to go after this, and fight the guy, wrap the guy with his diamonds. And the Bnei Hashem knew that, and we have to go out into the world, and what are we supposed to carry with us? We eat some oyster, boy, say, take out those tzitzis! Take it out! And look at it, and see it, and stare for a second at the eight strings, and the gematria. And you're looking, and we have the trailers, Baruch Hashem, we have the trailers. They also, some people have the trailers, whatever you're looking at, and you see him, it's boiling. What does it mean? Tzitzis, it's Baruch Hashem, made tzitzis when acharakim. Kadosh Baruch was looking through the cracks. Tzitzis is like Rashi also, made tzitzis, him is boiling a little bit. Stop a second. Stop everything. And look at the tzitzis. And you know what? The Torah says a powerful thing. That's the whole shmooze. The Torah says, if you have that time, that few seconds, maybe it's in Kriya Shema, whatever it will be. If you have it, it's not much without Kriya Shema. It says whatever, because as you're going after your Kriya Shema, you're not in Kriya Shema. I don't know, maybe today you are in Kriya Shema, but you're going after your Tavis. For those are Surah, the means they're ganging up your Tavis, your Ritzoinas, the things, the Tavis, the Lamazes, take one look. Finished. Move on. That's it. You just look at those sitters for a second. All taken care of. Finished. Bottle umavutl. Pella de gazal baza. Because the teva is a person who knows the truth. He knows the truth. That's him. That's what the Mishnah Shalom is telling you. If you have that, if it be embassy of thought for 1 second, if a person, a real grown man, would think for 1 second, what in the world am I doing looking at this stupid box? What in the world am I doing? What in the world am I doing for 6 hours trying to... What am I doing watching these episodes? What am I doing for thousands and thousands of hours wasting my time? What am I doing? The person gets so wrapped up in it, in this type, whatever it is, and he can't go through. You ask him why, he doesn't know. But if he has a second of truth, he's burning. He eats him also. If you have a chance of truth, he's burning this. And that was the time of the Meraglim. They didn't give that to him, his boy, and rove, they didn't take the mutsa. It wasn't his boy, they saw it, but didn't take the mutsa from it. There was no his boy in his mutsa. And this is such a powerful lesson for him. You need that second of us to separate yourself from the world. Hopefully it's when you see it every day in the synagogue, but the Bible can come for the day. We don't know, and that's the Torah is also telling us. We're human beings, and we have a natural taivis oilam azeh. We're supposed to have it. We have to eat. We have to do all the other things that the Tavis promoters do in the Morgan Mitzvah. But at the end of the day, we have to realize that those things, those things can control a person. It can take a person, and like the Rishon Hashem says, you're in a big balance over here. You're in a war. On one hand, the Olam Hazeh, you have to be Oisik and Olam Hazeh. This was the challenge. You have to be Oisik and Olam Hazeh. You have to eat. You have to sleep. You have to do everything that Olam Hazeh has to offer. And enjoy Olam Hazeh. Forget the Yerushalmi says that if you didn't be Nana from Olam Hazeh, you'd be Cheshbon on it. You have to enjoy. Hashem wants to enjoy. Oinik Shabbos. Festa Cholent. Simchas Yontif. Festa Vine. And some good to meet. Meridik. You're supposed to have Olam Hazeh. But the Shaila is Dr. Mishnah Yishon Perek Aleph. Who's leading the horse? Or the other way, is the horse leading the man, or is the man leading the horse? Sometimes you see, I once had I saw an old man one time, he was walking with his dog. Sometimes you have these old men, these big dogs. So you always have a shot who's leading who. Like the horse is like running ahead, a strong dog, he's running ahead, and the old man's trying to keep up with him. Well, you have somebody's walking his dog, is the dog walking him? So the shaila is who's leading the, is the body, the goof, taking you, as Mr. Shem says, are you nimshach? You all understand, but you nimshach, are you drawn? Is all that drawing you? Is it pulling you away? Well, no. You're in control of yourself. You're leading the way. You're leading the horse, the goof. And you're showing it the way. And you're enjoying all the mazeh with it. But what it is for Kev wants to have it, but not to be drawn away from it. So how does it work? The pshat, you start to take all the mazeh you need it. But the shaila is now, as just noticed, the lave, it starts to get that taivas for it and everything like that. So how do you control it? Zoktim suk the Torah Kedusha, re'isim o'isa. Take that tzitzis out. Well, it could be any mitzvah, but the Torah gave Dafka the mitzvah of tzitzis, because it's always with you, it's on your beged, and you have it on your beged, and you begun, and you go out with. And you have this mitzvah which represents all the mitzvahs of us, and it's on you always. The tzitzis is on you always. Re'isim o'isa, look at it. And be misboinei. For 1 second, Ms. Boyan, Doyim Liam, the Ben Shalom is in charge. Hashem has been made since Menacharach, and he's looking on us. The Tafkid is the mitzvahs that we do. And for a sec, that's it, Rabbi Yisrael. Once you have that tzchir, once you get into the brain, once you get into the heart and the brain, that's the Tafkid, Rabbi Yisrael, you will stop. So the Mishnah Hashem, you'll stop. But the trick is, Rabbi Yisrael, having that chance for his Boyan, Rabbi Yisrael. As it's a scary zachar, because in Parashas HaShavua, the Meraglim, Rabbi Yisrael, the third person says, okay, Rabbi, nice shmooze. Rabbi Yisrael, it's not a nice shmooze. This is a person that we're fighting for our survival. We can get wrapped up in a taiva, we get drawn after a taiva, Rabbi Yisrael, and the chas v'chalila, Rabbi Yisrael, could take a person to the down, to the brinks of H-E-L-L, Mamash, all the way down. A person, the Meraglim, Rabbi Yisrael, Hador, but they were wrapped up in this taiva, they couldn't leave their status as the Nesiyim, and they lost. Look, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, they got punished. Terrible worms coming out. Terrible oynish. Misa mishun in olam hazeh. Ve'ein lahem chelek la'olam habor v'osah. The pella, the gazai, from a gedoy like oylam, not stam simple. El, what's the pshar boy say? Because there's that push. You nimshach. You have to olam hazeh. What olam hazeh has to offer? The covered, whatever it is, boy say. All the cheshbonos on olam hazeh, and the person not misbinding it, boy say. If you're not misbinding for a second, where is it really coming from? What's it really about? What's really going on? You could be going ahead in this world and be going in the wrong direction. Hey man, you're going in the wrong direction. You're heading in the wrong direction. You believe this is good for you. This is the right move in life. This is what I should be doing. And you make your own decision without really being misbinding the truth, Rabbi Yisrael. The tzitzis is a wake-up call. Every single time we see the tzitzis, it's supposed to give us a wake-up. It's supposed to misbody what the tzitzis represent. And it's supposed to think, what's the truth? What is the truth? And if a person thinks realistically, that's the problem. No one's thinking realistically. If you would go around to 99% of people and you think, you break it down, sometimes you do that with Tommy, you break it down, what's going on? He says, he doesn't have an answer after a while. Like, beforehand in his mind, sometimes in your mind, you have like 50 answers. Yeah, it makes so much sense. This and that and this and that. And then 1 second of truth, and it's all once spoke out by Moshe Rabbeinu came down from the mountain. He came down from the mountain, he saw everybody was dancing. Everybody was dancing and jumping around and well, Freyla. Everybody's enjoying the Olam Hazeh, they were over the Znus, they were Zora, Gid Harayas, they were doing the most terrible of it, and they were enjoying themselves. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down. And it says everybody stopped in that trance, came down. What happened? How did they stop? Everything stopped. 1 second stopped. What's the pshat? Terence, I swear a friend or whatever, but I don't know, he said over the same somebody that they saw the truth. Right away the truth was so apparent, so all of the garbage, all the fake, all the sheker around was there, stopped in his tracks. You can only jump around so much when it's all fake and all, but once you get to clarity of the truth, boom, hits you like a bulldozer and everything falls to the wayside. This is the Yisoy, Rabbi. This is what we have to work on, Rabbi. It's clear in the parasha, of Tzitzit, this Moed the Yisoy. First of all, that we're enwrapped and we have a big danger. The Torah talks not from Shlo Shchicha. There's a Torah Shchicha that we're the person's enwrapped by the Taivas Alipo, and that leads him to see things in it. But more so, Rabbi, that a person could change in 1 minute, Rabbi, with a little bit of spinous and MS. He takes out the time, he looks into the tzitzis. Re'isim o'isa, the Torah give an unbelievable catalyst for a person to see the MS. Re'isim o'isa, take those tzitzis. Respond for 1 second into the MS of the tzitzis. and that will have an effect on a person of Yisrael. They'll be able to see the truth. They'll be able to misbein him what's the true derech ha'olam. In 1 second, he could stop his wrong mahalach. He could change over. He can get guidance to improve in life of Yisrael. But Yisrael Yisrael can come to do all the mitzvah Yisrael k'teishim elokeicha. Rabbi Yisrael, this is the school of tzitzis of Yisrael. Shmizoicha be'ezah Hashem Yisbarach. Of his point, and Rabbi Yisrael does that. If a person sometimes, you know, at night you don't have the tzitzis, you're not mechuyev to wear the tzitzis, even they wear tzitzis. But a person, this is the biggest sof for Musa, Rabbi Yisrael. You know, just to end it with you, we're about to end, but the biggest sof for Musa, said Rabbi Yisrael. Musa, that's what Musa said is all about, Rabbi Yisrael. People have to understand that a person has to take out time. And I always say to people, what should we do, Musa said? And once you ask what you do, that's good for a problem. Musa said is about his pointiness. To take out time to explain in your derech. What are you doing? How are you going? What are you doing? What are you, even if you're doing it right, but sometimes the person's right, whose deeds are good. But he says this pishbush and mishbush b'maisa. You first have to see if you overall are you going in the right way. And then even if you're going in the right way, there are certain parts of your avodah that can be improved on. So you have to mamashmish. You have to go feel it out even a little bit more strongly and more specifically to get exactly where you can improve. Because we're all of hazef for certain manager, and we're trying to reach our best. And if you don't have his point, if you don't take out Torah, it's not going to go. That's what the Torah is telling also. It's not going to happen just naturally. You're going to change. You need to take out time to think, to make a course of action, a plan, to think exactly where am I going. That's called Cheshbon HaNefesh. The Heilike Chafetz Chaim, Rabbi Yisrael. Everyone wants to know why he was so holy, Rabbi Yisrael. Why he was so great, Rabbi Yisrael. The Chafetz Chaim, everybody who talked about the Chafetz Chaim, first of all, is how he reached Madregas in Torah. But as Avodas Hashem, Rabbi Yisrael, a person used to see the Chafetz Chaim, they saw Kedusha, they saw spiritual purity. They say a story that there were reporters, Goyish reporters, that saw the Chafetz Chaim. A Goyish, I think, woman reporter, she saw the Chafetz Chaim, and she wrote about, I've never seen such a holy man in my life. She went out of her kingdom. A Goyish reporter, she saw the Chafetz Chaim. What was the greatness of everybody, even now, Rabbi Yisrael, anybody who saw that film, everybody's talking about the film of the Chafetz Chaim, Rabbi Yisrael. And I remember I first tour, but people were saying that I remember I first tour, I got chills. Everybody saw the Chafetz Chaim. We saw the Chafetz Chaim, got chills. You saw his walk, his stature, his face. He got chills. Rabbi said, the Chafetz Chaim, I don't think anybody else. What was so great? The Rabbi said, one of the greatest things of the Chafetz Chaim was Cheshbon HaNefesh. He made in a spiritual accounting, Rabbi said. We're very big on the accountability. That's what we speak about in Yeshiva, the person has to be accountable. The Chafetz Chaim, the greatness of the Chafetz Chaim, Rabbi said, you want to know what was his greatness? All the things with Lashon Hara, all that came because he used to make daily and weekly and monthly spiritual accounting. He writes it all the time. A person has to make Cheshbon HaNefesh. Now, when I'm on the Madrig, we're going to do it every second and every hour and every minute. Chafetz Chaim used to sit there and say, you saw Meir, it was once the Naftali Trump, and Yeruchim and Levavitz from Shram used to say this story. They were sitting outside the Chafetz Chaim. They were hearing the Chafetz Chaim. They wanted to hear one time when the Chafetz Chaim was making this Cheshbon HaNefesh. And the Chafetz Chaim was going over his week or his month. And he said, you saw Meir, what'd you do this minute? You saw Meir, what'd you do? And he was going over. And he said, he was 6 minutes of his life, of the week or the month, he didn't know. And he saw Meir, you saw Meir. Was it the time then in North? What were you doing these minutes? And he's going over and he started to cry. He didn't know what he did. Not to try, he was definitely doing something wrong. He didn't know what he did 6 of the minutes. So he's crying and crying and crying. He didn't know. So they say now, if Tali Trump or Rabbi Yochum, one of them fainted when they heard this. The goddess of the Cheshbon HaNefesh, the Chafetz Chaim, he fainted. That such a human being was able to. There was a Cheshbon, Rabbi. I said, what are you doing? What is your life, Rabbi? Don't let it just go away for waste. Hashem gave us such koyach, such capabilities. What are you accomplishing with it? You could be somebody great for Klal Yisrael. You could be great for yourself. You could be a better person. You could work on your midas. And what are you doing with your time? So we're laughing at all those guys watching movies. And what are we doing? Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty walking back from the thing. Singing nursery rhymes. I'm better than those guys who watch movies. What are we thinking about? What are we busy with? We come from a long day in Kailo. What do we do? Well, I sit with the Mishpacha magazine. I read all the, you know, in the back, all the advertisements for cell phones in Israel. I know every cell phone school how much they're selling SIM cards for. If you need to want to be a bucky in cell phones, and I say maybe that's important. Maybe you want to help out people with it. But at the end of the day, a person has to be a cheshbon. How can you improve? How can I get better? Even if you're doing it the right way, how can I improve? And my midos and my avodas Hashem, if you're without his boyness, without thought, without cheshbon hanefesh, you're not going to get there. It doesn't just, it's not osmosis. You're just climbing it. You need to be keep going up. But you have to think of a way. It doesn't just work by itself. If you're not going to go up, you're going to go down. As we've heard in the Chofetz Chaim from the Gaon said, that's a metzias. You have to find a way to go up, but you got to be mispoinin. You need hatracha from a Rebbe. That's a very important sign. We got many times. You also have to take out of your time. Don't call Musa Seder, because that I never liked in yeshiva. Tells me I'm not a good person. That's what's better than saying what he's supposed to be doing. Musa Seder. Not supposed to be a good person. He's supposed to be mispoinin. How can I improve? How can I work on myself? How can I get better? You're the most terrific person. But how can I get better? That's what Musa Seder is all about. But it doesn't have to be with a sefer approach. Say, sit down with yourself. Take out a couple of seconds every day. Let's think through my day. A lot of guys, people, they go to davening for 20 years, and he's coming late for the last 20 years. He doesn't know why, but ever since he's a bach, he came late. And he doesn't think about it, he just naturally slides in at 8:47 every single day, even though the minute starts 8:30, he always gets the baruch hu, baruch Hashem. Every time he gets it, once in a while, he misses the baruch hu, but that's Mondays and Thursdays, Kriyas HaTorah. So get it by Kriyas HaTorah. When that's just why he gets it after davening. For 20 years, he doesn't explain it. How can I improve in that? Whatever area he needs improvement, if you don't take out the time on both sides, it's not going to go. Re'isim oiso v'scharta. We got to remind ourselves of both sides. Oilam azeaz, the Mitzvah Shom Rosh Mashiach in the beginning, makes you forget. It makes you forget. That's what the koyach of the Mitzvah of Oilam azeaz, Esik and Oilam azeaz, if it's not for the right purpose, not for Avodah Hashem, it makes you forget. The Avodah Hashem, the Havli Oilam azeaz, Mitzvah Shom Rosh Mashiach in the makes you forget what you're doing here. And that's what we find. So many people lost. It doesn't make sense. A human being should be able to figure it out. Come on, man. You have a beautiful mind. You can't figure it out what you're doing here. Come on, figure it out already. How long does it take you to figure it out? No, because the oil mazem makes you, it has ingredient of forgetfulness. The Alzheimer oil mazem, it makes you forget what you're doing in this world. What's the antidote? It's boininess, thinking. Spending time to think. That's what the tzitzis are giving for. This is the antidote to Alzheimer's. We found it, Rabbi Yisrael. The Alzheimer's Olam Hazeh antidote is the tzitzit, Rabbi Yisrael. You look into it, you remember, but if any Hispanics, Rabbi Yisrael, take out time from your day, any time of the day, take out a little bit of time, a few minutes, think, sit with yourself, nobody else, talk to yourself, say, what am I doing? Am I doing the right thing? Mr. Shom guarantees a change. Guaranteed, it was a money back guaranteed change. If you spend a few minutes with yourself honestly thinking, what's going on in my life, Rabbi Yisrael? Guaranteed, Rabbi Yisrael. Mr. Shom says, guaranteed. And it's quick pay. Right away, Rabbi Yisrael. Should be Hashem to spend a few minutes every single day, or at least weekly, to spend a few minutes by ourselves without anybody else. And once a person comes going, he could be in his direction, he should speak with a Rabbi, where you can. But, and so if he feels he doesn't have anything to speak to a Rav, how he get there? But take a few minutes of it. Take a few minutes out of every day or every week and spend a few minutes being misbeinah. Think about what you're doing here. What's your tafkid? Where you're headed? How are you accomplishing really? Where could I improve? For your own success, once a person does that, he'll have unbelievable success. That's the reason why you come to do all the mitzvahs from that. Poshet, it's naturally. That's what they say. You know, it doesn't, like, yes, for this type of tithes, for this type of zoyin, you need soap. No. Small amount of this boininess, everything will fall with that. We should be zoyin to find our way, to find our derech, to find the right thing, the emes, shamita, to reach our potential, to reach our potential. Zecha that Hashem should look down on us, with being misbehaved and trying to do His ratzon, He should have mercy on us and bring about Mashiach Tzakenu. Hail him.